Hey everybody, I know I've been gone for a bit because, well, life got in the way. Today, I want to talk about something that's actually been hitting me pretty hard myself for the last couple of weeks, and I know that it hits millions of other people. I want to talk about depression. I did some research. Did you guys know that globally, about 300 million people are affected by depression? It's people of all ages, all races, suffer from depression. It's the leading cause of disability. I went on disability because of my depression. I lost my job because of my depression. Do you know studies show that more women are affected by depression than men? But the fact that close to 800,000 people die every year to just suicide, a really unfortunate result of how severe depression can become. And that's something that hits very close to very many people. It's something that hits close within my family and extended family and friends. So it's definitely something that we need to be thinking about. And if you guys can't tell, I'm going through it right now. Okay. There are medications. I've been on them. I didn't like the way I felt. I mean, is it better to feel numb than to feel sad? I didn't think so. There's different forms of treatment. I went to therapy. I had my counselor. He basically just told me that I needed to find a job that made me happier. Told me that I need to face my demons. And I felt like I wasn't listened to. That's the medical system for you, right? They just feed you pills and tell you how they think you should get better. So yeah, their medications and treatments help with depression. Studies show that fewer than half that suffer from depression actually receive treatment that's going to be beneficial. Yeah, I want to take a moment and I want to remind everybody that in times of darkness, you're not alone. Reach out. Reach out to the people that you know are going to be there for you to help. And if you don't feel like you have anyone that you can talk to that you know personally, please remember that there's this National Suicide Prevention Hotline. And you can call them at any time, and somebody on the other end of that phone will pick up the phone, and they're going to talk to you, and they're going to do their very best to help you. Their number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, you'll call 1-800-273-8255. Remember, you're not alone. Okay, remember that depression can include stress. I myself have been diagnosed with PTSD, stress anxiety disorder, on top of depression. I won't go into detail specifically as to what caused those, just because legally it's not something that I'm inclined to do. It could really come back and impact me in a negative way. But I went through it. I had a really difficult few years with my past. And I won't say that I'm a survivor, but I will say that I'm recovering. Anybody who knows me knows a lot about my past. They know that I was not always in a healthy relationship, but I'm working on making things better, and it's hard because there are triggers. But I know that I have friends and family that care about me. I have my boys who keep me getting up every day. I'm in a relationship that, while, you know, it's not perfect and it definitely has its ups and its downs, I wouldn't trade it. You know, I know that what I have in my relationship is very special. You know, it's scary right now. My pregnancy, I'm going on week 12 this Friday. Big milestone. And depression has hit me really, really hard this time around. And I'm sure you guys can hear it. Like, I'm freaking out. Like, seriously, what the hell? My kid's gonna be 17 and I'm gonna be having a newborn. It's terrifying. I call my friends, I talk to them, and I encourage any of you who suffer from depression, anything, pick up that phone, please. Pick up the phone and call. You know, there's too much to live for in the world to just give up. I understand that it's not always the case for everyone. Some people find the reason as to why it's the best option for them, and I will never judge them. I will never look at it as that, you know, in a religious aspect that they sinned because they chose to take their life because their hurt was so deep that they felt like that was the only way to end the pain. I just know that's not the option for me. Trying to think in ways that I can talk to you guys without causing anything to flare up with me if I ever have to go back to court. Let's talk about PTSD for a minute. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Something that's caused by experiencing some type of a traumatic event, at least once at some point in your life. I took Charlie to get his hair cut at a barber shop. And this dude decides to tell me that his girl must have lost her mind because she's going around telling people she has PTSD and she's never been in the military. And how only people who are in the military can suffer from PTSD because you can only get that if you've gone to war. You guys don't know how much I had to refrain. PTSD is not something that only people in the military get. Children can have PTSD. Men can have PTSD that have been through experiences that are traumatizing. Women can get PTSD without being in the military from events that were traumatizing. Domestic abuse is a very big cause of PTSD for not only the victim, but for anybody who has witnessed such events in their life. So I challenged him. I explained to him that he was very mistaken and that it's really disrespectful to tell somebody who has been clinically diagnosed that they're wrong. Only a soldier can have PTSD. That's like saying that only somebody who works on Wall Street who's handling negative stock market can have stress. Anybody can have stress. Anybody can have anxiety. Anybody can have depression. Anybody can have PTSD. Anybody can have anything if they've been through an experience that handed that to them. I really wish that the world would educate more in regards to it, and I'm sure I'm going to be doing a lot more research for future talks in regards to it, but I do feel like a lot of my PTSD, my stress and anxiety, feed into my depression. You know, I've been told, why don't you go get on medication again? At least you weren't crying. At least you seemed happier. I can guarantee you I wasn't. I felt numb on the inside. It was kind of a mask. You know, maybe I wasn't on the right medication, but I've been on like 3 different medications and I didn't feel right on any of them. Maybe they weren't dosing me right. I don't know. I'm not the doctor. I just did as I was told. You know, I had another doctor tell me to smoke pot to help my depression. And then I had Kaiser tell me that because I took that advice, per my previous therapist who was discharged from Kaiser, I was then told by Kaiser that I needed to join a substance abuse course and that they felt that I needed to be enrolled in a 6-week course where I was sitting in their classroom for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. I was not a drug abuser. I didn't get high every day, all day. You know, obviously, I don't do that anymore. You know, but it was the point of, okay, so because one person said that this would be the right thing, and then you guys didn't agree, A, she got fired, and B, now suddenly I'm an addict. No, I was an addict when I decided to increase my drinking. When I was a mess. But you guys know what? I crawled out of that darkness and I got sober. I dated sober. Do you know how many guys looked at me like I was insane when I would try and go out on a date and be like, yeah, I'm sober? They always wanted to go to a bar. Sorry, I'm not gonna be that girl. Can't get me wasted tonight. You know? And then I started drinking here or there. But I promised myself I would never go back to heavy drinking. You know, not the way that I was. My kids deserve a better mom than that. My parents deserve a better daughter than that. My siblings deserve a better sister. My friends deserve a better friend than that. And my boyfriend deserves a better girlfriend than that. And I deserve a better me. Most importantly, I deserve a better me. So I want everybody to stop and think about that in life. No matter what brings you down, no matter how depressed you get, tell yourself, I need to be the best me that I can be and find something that makes you happy. You know, while I am terrified of this Friday's appointment, I'm excited. I get to see the life that's growing inside of me. You know, I am afraid because it's the nuchal translucency screening, which is a screening where on ultrasound, they pretty much measure the fluid in the baby's neck. And it's a preliminary test to determine if the baby could have any genetic defects, such as Down syndrome. If anything comes back irregular on that screening, then they'll send me in for an amniocentesis, which I've never had to have done before. I'm 34. It is a little bit on that borderline, so I also have to go and talk to a genetic specialist just because I will be 35, barely 35 at the time the baby's born. My birthday is August 3rd. The baby's due date is August 30th. So I'm scared. That adds into some of my stress, anxiety, disorder, and my depression. But I'm confident everything's going to be okay. It has to be okay. You know, it's if we live life scared all the time, where would we get to? Anyways, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm really sorry. I know that it was kind of a bummer. But I kind of felt like since depression is hitting me really, really hard right now, that it would be something important to maybe talk to you guys about. You know, talk to someone, right? So I'm talking to you guys, my audience, and letting you know that I'm affected greatly by depression and millions of others are. So one more time, I'm going to give you that number. And if you ever feel like you have nobody else to talk to, please pick up the phone and call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. 8255. Until next time, keep that head on tight.